This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. We're continuing in the Holy Sefer, the Chafetz Chaim, Tzipisa LeYeshua, named after the words of the Gemara, that after 120, one of the six big questions that one is asked are Tzipisa LeYeshua. Did you await the coming of Mashiach? The Chafetz Chaim made a statement yesterday in describing, again, the two categories of people that will exist when Mashiach, in the era before the coming of Mashiach, those who are steadfast to the observance of the Torah, and those who are defecting. And the Chafetz Chaim describes the sacrifice of those who remain true to the Torah, the poverty, the deprivation, the scorn, the travails that they endure to educate their children, to observe the mitzvahs, the hunger, the famine. And then the Chafetz Chaim says, Ha'ein zeh tshuva la'Hashem b'chol levav v'chol nefesh? Is this not wholehearted repentance? Ki avoidasam la'Hashem hi avoida shlema? Their service to God is wholesome avoida. Asher zuchus echad mehem, one of their merits, yachwi harbe v'harbe kohena v'cheina, could offset the averos of a large segment of society. In other words, you could have maybe 1,000 to 1 averos, but one mitzvah in such difficult times of poverty, travail, deprivation could outweigh many, many more mitzvahs. And yesterday we were trying to explain that, you know, the conditions that we're in today do not seem to be similar to that, because we definitely are not living in a time of deprivation and travail and hunger and famine. But on the other hand, we did point out yesterday that the challenge of wealth and the winds of taiva and the allure of Olam Hazeh today is much stronger than it ever was. And in a certain sense, the challenges of today are perhaps even worse and more difficult than the challenges in the time of the Chafetz Chaim. By the way, just as an aside, it's well known that when Napoleon was headed toward Russia, there was a big difference of opinion among the Hasidic Rebbes regarding whether is Napoleon a good thing for the Jews. Is the liberty and egalitarianism of Napoleon, is that good for the Jews or bad for the Jews? Some say, well, we won't be brutalized, we won't be persecuted. However, others said, no, this will spell disaster to the Jewish people, because more difficult than starvation and persecution is freedom. Now, I do want to point out, along the same lines that we were saying yesterday, we brought from the Arizal in the Shar HaGogulim, in the edition published in Yerushalayim in 1968, it's on page Samach Beis Amud Beis, where the Ari brings, Maisa katan ma'oid be'esek ha'Torah v'ha'mitzvahs b'doiros elu, one small act of learning and mitzvahs in our generation, shakol keneged kama mitzvahs g'doilos she'b'doiros shelfanenu, is the equivalency of hundreds and thousands of mitzvahs of earlier generations, because the sitra achra is out of control in our generation. That's what we mentioned yesterday. I would like to share with you the mashal that Maran, Rabbi Avadya Yosef, gives in his introduction to Perkei Avos in the Sefer Anaf, Eitz Avos. Rabbi Avadya tells the story of a princess who lived in the lap of luxury. She lived in the king's palace, and she had the ear of the king. And if anybody ever needed anything, the in with the king is you would have to rub shoulders with the princess, but if you got on her good side, she could get you access to anything. And obviously, in order to get onto the princess's good side and to have her ear, you would have to give her something to earn the right to speak with her and have her audience. So people who needed something, they wanted to build a business, they wanted to build an enterprise, they wanted to buy real estate, they would come to the princess, and boy, would you have to give a gift to the princess to get her attention, to find favor with her. You would have to find a rare jewel, gem, something out of the ordinary in order to gain favor with the princess. But years passed, and someone slandered the princess, and she was thrown into a pit in the wilderness, and she was languishing and wallowing, deserted. And at that point in time, someone came and gave her basic food, basic hydration, provided her some basic shelter. Ultimately, she was able to clear her name and she was back in the palace. But what always stood out in her mind were not the grandiose gifts that people would give her when she was in the palace. After all, when she's in the palace, she had access to every luxury and every resource. It were the basic gifts that she was provided with when she was in the wilderness. So too says Rav Avadya Yosef, when the Beis HaMikdash stood and God's presence was clear, boy, would you have to do a mitzvah to gain favor with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You would have to offer a Shemayna Esrei. You would have to offer a Limanat Torah, extraordinary, almost supernatural, to find favor in the eyes of Hashem. But now God's not in the palace anymore. It's Shechina Begalusa. God has been banished, so to speak. God is in exile. And when God is in exile, then even the smallest mitzvah finds favor in His eyes. A small mitzvah done in 2023 might be more valuable than maybe a whole generation in earlier times. So, as low as we are, we're still living in unprecedented times. And that's what the Chafetz Chaim is saying. That, I mean, he said earlier that what we're able to achieve today is perhaps far greater than in earlier generations. Chafetz Chaim continues, v'chayotze b'zeh, similarly, shanu rayim kedushas am Yisrael, we see the sanctity of the Jewish people, shebehizgabros mitzukas hazman, al kol echad ad ma'od, we see who the travails of the time are overwhelming on everyone, very much. And nevertheless, mischazgim b'chol nafsham. Those Jews who strengthen themselves with all their soul, lishmar chukei ha-Torah, to observe the statutes of the Torah. Heim uvneim, they and their children. Ubam, they come and mispalim, they pray. Uvoichim, they cry. Misvadim, they confess. Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umatzdikim dinoi, they don't question the ways of Hashem. They accept God's justice. V'koivim itos ha-Torah. They set times for the study of Torah, v'chol anyam v'dachgam, and despite their poverty and oppressive situation, yarbu l'rachem, v'lasez chesed echadim chaveray, they increase in a great way their merciful deeds and kindness one with another. B'chol minei eshtadlu v'schakmos, with all kinds of efforts and all kinds of very wise ways and clever ways to help their friend. How to benefit and to really understand the situation of their poor friend. All of these Yidden who are being Moiser Nefesh to educate their children, to learn Torah, to do Chesed, about all these Heilige Yidden, it is so reasonable to say that it is being fulfilled in them, Psukei HaTorah, the verses in Nitzavim, of Vehayachi Yavoyu Alecha Kol HaDvarim Ha'ila, when all of these things happen to you. HaBrachav HaKlala, the blessing and the curse, Asher Nasati Lefanecha, that I put before you. V'Hashevoisel V'Avecha, you will bring it to your heart. V'Shamata B'Koilai, you will listen to His voice, K'chal Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom, in accordance with everything I command you today. Ata you, V'Anecha, and your children, B'chal Levavcha, with all your heart, B'chal Navshecha, Ki Eila Hasaridim, these remnants, Shloime Amune Yisrael, of wholesome belief among the Jewish people, Shavim Alibam, they contemplate these matters, they reflect upon them, V'yoidim Choymer Avoida, and they recognize the severity of the service of HaMitzvah Sha'aleim and the mitzvahs that are upon them, U'moisrim Navsham L'kayim Es HaTorah, and they sacrifice themselves to observe the Torah. And as we're going to see next time, those Jews who defect are also bringing Mashiach closer. How so? Because they're making it harder for those who are observing, so they're magnifying the reward of the Shomrei Torah mitzvahs. And that we'll see, Be'ezus Hashem, next time we meet, which will be next week. Okay, so this officially we meet Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We will, Be'ez Hashem, see each other on Monday. I wish everyone a wonderful day, a wonderful Shabbos. Tonight we have an amazing shiur at 8:30 about the power of Asher Yatzar to cure any illness and to engender a great inspiration for tshuva. So please join us at 8:30 tonight. I wish everyone a wonderful day. Bracha v'atzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.